Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Challah. Today we are learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Ches. The previous Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav, discussed the minimum amount of dough that would require dough to have challah separated from it. Now in Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin, we're going to discuss how much of the dough must be separated as challah. Says the Mishnah, Shir HaChala Echad Me'esrim V'Arba. The minimum amount that a regular person must give as challah is at least 1/24 of the dough. At the end of the day, this is the portion that one gives. It's considered to be a significant amount. Anything less than that is not significant. And this is what must be separated as challah. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'osa Isa La'atzmo, Ve'ha'osa L'mishta B'no. Right, this is true whether one's making a small amount of dough for himself or whether he's making a large amount of dough for his son's wedding, for example. Echad me'esrim v'arba'o, he must separate 1/24 as challah. And as the Bartonura points out, since a private individual, a regular person, generally makes small dough, Chazal, the Rabbanon, the rabbis, establish the amount of 1/24 for anyone who's making dough in a private way. However, the question is going to be, what about someone who's making dough for the masses to sell the dough, says the Mishnah. Nachtom shu osa limkor bashuk. If you have a baker who's making dough to sell in the marketplace, v'cheina isha shi osa limkor bashuk, or you have a woman who's making dough to sell in the marketplace, echad mi'arba'im u'shmona. That the amount that you have to separate as chal is 1/48, not 1/24, but 1/48, much less, half of the previous amount. And the reason for that is because a baker is usually making a large amount of dough. Therefore, even 1/48 of such a large amount of dough is going to be considered to be significant for the Kohen. So for a baker who's making a lot of dough, he can separate 1/48. That's sufficient. That works for a challah. But there's a concept of low plug that the same is true even for a regular woman who's just making a little bit. Sometimes these challah ladies who are just making a few loaves, but to sell them. Now the halacha is that low plug, the halacha is for anyone. It could be 1/48 even for her who's making less dough, but as anyone that's looking to sell dough can separate only 1/48 of that dough. And anyone who's going to make it for their own private event, for their own private family, they must separate at least 1/24 as challah. Now we're going to discuss the amount given if the dough became tame. Says the Mishnah, Nitmes Isasa Shogegas, O Anusa. If a woman was making a bread for her family on a personal level, therefore her personal bread, normally like we just learned, would be 1/24. But in this case, her dough became tame either by accident. She accidentally used some sort of clay, some sort of utensil that was tame and it made the dough, therefore tame. Or some onus happened. She became a nido or something happened that was completely and totally out of her control that made the dough tame. So echad mi'arba'im u'shmon. In that case, she only needs to separate 1/48 of the dough instead of the usual 1/24. And the reason for this is because challah that is tame can't be eaten; it has to be burnt. So the chazal, the rabbis, wanted to be lenient; they wanted to be mekel, and they allowed her to separate the smaller amount for challah. However, nitmes mezida, if the dough became tame intentionally, she intentionally made the dough tame, echad mi'asim v'arba. Then she has to separate 1/24 as challah. Why? Kedei shelo yehei chote nishkar, so that the sinner, the woman who intentionally made her challah tame, should not benefit from her sin. Right? If she wouldn't have sinned, then the dough would have required, it would have been tahor, and she would have required to give 1/24. So we're not going to say, oh, you just sinned, you made it tame on purpose, now we're going to let you have challah and separate less for the kohen 1/48. No, in such a situation, if you intentionally made your challah tame, then you're going to have to give 1/24 like everybody else. We have this concept of the chote niskar in a bunch of places throughout the Gemara, throughout the Mishnayos. It's important concept to remember. When someone sins intentionally, we don't want them to benefit from it. Same concept exists in the secular world. If you use money, for example, and you get money from some sort of a crime, you're not allowed to benefit from that money. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Ches, as we finish off the second parak of Maseches Challah. The halacha, like we've discussed many times until now, when it comes to challah, when it comes to truma, is that it has to be separated min hamukaf. That it has to be that whatever you're separating the challah from has to be, on behalf of rather, has to be next to that which you're separating challah from. And therefore, we learned previously in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tez that the Chazal were of the opinion that tahor do may not be designated as challah for tameh do. The reason for that is because the Chazal were concerned that someone who designates tahor dough as challah for tameh dough might not bring the dough being designated as challah close to the tameh dough. He's concerned that his tahor dough is going to become tameh. Therefore, Chazal made a decree that it is forbidden to designate tahor dough as a challah for tameh dough. But now in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, we're going to learn another opinion regarding this matter. We don't pask in this way, but it's another opinion nonetheless. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Niteles min ha-tahor al ha-tameh, that challah, according to Rabbi Lezer, may be taken from tahor dough on behalf of tameh dough. He's not concerned that people are going to be afraid that the challah is going to become tameh, and that they're therefore not going to bring the dough being designated as challah close to the tameh dough. And therefore, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, normally it works if the dough that is being designated as challah is near the dough for which it is designated. That's called min hamukaf, like we've discussed until now. Normally, they don't need to physically touch each other. As long as they're next to one another, that works. However, when tahor dough is separated as challah for tameh dough, the two pieces must be touching each other. The reason for that is because there's a general rule that normally it's sufficient for the dough that is being designated as challah to be close to the dough that it is for which it is being separated. But that's only true as long as the owner doesn't mind if the two doughs were touched. If he doesn't mind, then they could touch, they could be next to each other, it's all good. If, however, for some reason he is careful to keep the two doughs separate, then the halacha is that they must actually be touching when the challah is taken. So we have a situation where between the tahor dough and tameh dough. The tahor dough is being separated on behalf of the tameh dough, but that means they have to be touching. We just said the halacha is that they have to be touching, because if the owner wouldn't want them to be touching, then the dafka have to be touching. So what is this? How does it work? So Rabbi Elazar is going to help us give us a solution for how the two doughs can touch without the challah becoming tameh. Because again, you're not allowed to make your challah tameh. So what do? You have tahor challah, you have tameh bread. What do you do? Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how is this challah separated without it becoming tameh? Says the Mishnah, Isa tahora v'isa tameh. If someone has this tahor dough and he has this tameh dough, and he wants to designate a portion of the tahor dough as challah for both doughs. So what does he do? No tel kedei challah. He takes a portion of dough that is large enough to be challah for both of the doughs, me'isa shelo hurma chalasa, from the tahor dough, if it has not yet had a challah separated from it. So he has this piece of dough that is large enough for both of the doughs. And then what does he do? V'nosin pachos mikabetza be'emza. He then places a different piece of the tohor dough that is less than a kibetza, less than the volume of an egg, between the two doughs, touching both of them. This piece, this kibetza piece, and if you have a Mishnah with pictures, there's a picture that's very helpful. It's basically going to serve as a bridge between the tameh dough and the tahor dough. Even though, imagine New York and New Jersey, they can't touch. New York and New Jersey can't touch. The tameh dough and the tahor dough can't touch because you can't make the tahor dough tameh. But what you do is you have a bridge that you create from the dough that's being separated as challah, less than a kibetza, and it's connecting the tameh dough and the tahor dough. In so doing, they are basically essentially touching through this bridge, through this dough that is connecting them. And then says the Mishnah, Kadesh Yitom and Amukov, so this way he's going to be taking challah from something that is close to the doughs, right? Since the bridge is basically serving as this bridge, right? It's joining the tohor and the tummy doughs together. The challah is therefore considered to be close to and basically essentially halachically touching the tameh dough. However, the challah doesn't actually become tameh because it is touching the bridge, not the tameh dough. And basically what you're going to do then is you're going to take the actual challah and you're going to put the challah on top of the bridge, and that's how you separate it min hamukaf, connected to both the tameh dough and the tahor dough as well. However, as the Mishnah concludes, v'chachamim osrim, the chachamim forbid separating tahor dough as challah on behalf of tameh dough, even with this bridge, because the chachamim were concerned that people are still going to be afraid that the tahor dough is going to touch the tameh dough directly and become tameh. And therefore, people would designate challah without setting up this bridge, which would not be min hamukaf. It would not be connected. They would not be close to each other, and that would not work. Therefore, the chum required that challah be separated from the tamei dough itself if you have tamei dough. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Zion discussed how much challah must be separated. We said if it's a regular situation of a personal dough, you need to separate 1/24. If it's a dough that's being produced by someone to sell them, then it's 1/48. Again, it doesn't really matter the amount. What matters is the intention. That if the intention is to sell it, you have 1/48, which is less dough to separate from challah. And if you're separating for yourself, your family, even for a wedding, then you must separate 1/24 of challah from that dough. Then the Mishnah discussed the case where the dough becomes tamei. And we said that if the dough becomes tamei by accident, a woman makes a tamei inadvertently by accident without intending to do so, then she only has to separate 1/48, because at the end of the day, whatever becomes tamei is going to have to be burnt, and we feel bad that we're going to have to separate we're going to take this dough to just burn it anyway, can't even give it to a kohen. So just the Chazal said that you could just separate 1/48 and you are good. If, however, she intentionally made a tamei, then the halacha is no. Then you have to separate 1/24. The 1/24 she's going to lose. She's going to have to burn it. And we don't want her to benefit from the sin that she did. And the Kohen can't get it, but she can't get it either. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Ches taught us this additional opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, even though we learned previously that the Chacham, the Chazal, were concerned and they would not allow you to separate tohor dough as challah for tamei dough, because it has to be min hamukaf. They have to be next to each other. They have to be near each other, and people aren't going to want to bring their tohor dough near their tamei dough. So that was the opinion of the Chacham that we learned in the first parak. But now Rabbi Eliezer adds his own opinion. Says no, you absolutely can separate from tohor dough from pure tamei dough on behalf of tamei dough. Then the question is, how does a person do that? Because they have to be actually physically touching their min hamukaf, and in this case, they have to be physically touching that just next to each other. How do you do that without making the tohor dough tamei, which you're not allowed to do? So we said that you could do this whole system where you have to basically take a piece of the dough that you're going to separate that's the tohor. You're going to basically make it as a bridge connecting the tohor dough to the tamei dough. Then you're going to put the rest of the challah you're designated on top of it, and in so doing, you're making it min hamukaf. You're making them connected, and you're separating challah in that way. However, as the Mishnah concludes, the Chachamim prohibited this. The Chacham did not allow this. They were of the opinion, no, that even with the bridge, they're concerned that people are going to be afraid that the tohor dough will touch the tamei dough, and therefore they would make the separation without the bridge, which was not allowed, and it has to be min hamukav. It has to be connected, and if people aren't going to be connected, then the alternative is just to separate the tamei dough from tamei dough and not have tohor dough near it. Have a great day.